When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The gang is all here today. Bill was gone Friday. I was gone this weekend, but we are all here in studio on a Monday morning.
It's Monday. Bill's here.
He's here. It's dark out.
So Bill was gone Friday.
He was gone Friday.
Thank you. Ben had to get me my glasses. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Ben's here, too.
Yeah, Ben's here.
Young Ben is on the video stream. Yeah.
The whole
crew. Voice of Columbus Lakeview.
The whole crew.
We're all here today.
It's Monday, guys. It's Monday.
How are you doing today, Sip?
It's Monday, but yeah, good, fine. Everything's good.
You guys both have Beck's hats on, different Beck's
Bill's
hats.
Bill's looking at me like I'm crazy. It's possible because I have your glasses. I think
you do have my glasses.
I think
you've also used my glasses over 80% of the show. So this is that's not like
it dawned on me yesterday. Actually, I don't think those are mine.
You just told
the leopard print.
You stole his before the show.
You didn't buy the leopard print ones?
Yeah, I had these all weekend, and I kept looking at my I looked in the mirror at one point. I was like, I don't think I've had these glasses.
Yeah, they're mine.
Okay.
100. 100.
Okay. Well, I'll have to take care of that.
Well, it's good to be here. Glad we're all here today.
How about that?
Jake, just get started.
No, hang on. Before that, because you addressed this right before the show, and there's a text about it as well.
What?
Mike in Kansas has a text on the show. Before I get to the Amtrak story, he says, I've been waiting all weekend for Bill's reaction to the nickname that Sip gave him on the air on Friday.
It was just a little game we were playing. Where's Waldo? Where's Bildo?
Stop.
Have you ever heard the game Where's Waldo? Did you play it in the pool?
All I got when I got home, I thought, my wife looks at me and goes, talk to Sippel. That's all I got. I come in this morning, I go, Jake, what? I didn't hear it.
I said, I tried to stop him. He kept going.
No, Bill, I'm going to tell you something right now. It wasn't that big of a deal. I said it one or two times.
I'd say more like six times in one segment.
And you guys,
Ben just confirmed six. He hasn't confirmed
at least
on audio.
Six.
Yeah. Ah, Ben.
Six minimum.
Ben,
we lost. Shut up, Sippel.
Okay, let me think about that.
Anyway, I look up there. Our streak's at zero. What happened Friday?
I don't know if they've been keeping track.
Yeah, we lost Friday.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm gone for one day.
I know.
I'm out spreading the goodwill of the
apart.
Ticket.
Yeah.
Had to go do an event.
Yeah, it fell. You did an event.
Yes.
And it fell apart. See, that's why we're so glad you're back.
What else is new? It fell apart.
It does feel weird. Okay. Now, what's the deal with Jake?
Let's just get going on this thing. Okay. This is the whole show.
Well,
let's do the whole show on your Amtrak trip.
Idle Chit Chat, of course, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs. I took the Amtrak.
God dang.
I took the Amtrak. Now, I'm going to say this off the bat, that I was expecting a horror story. I was expecting bad things to happen in terms of slope, late departure, late arrival. It actually went off without any problems at all. This thing, it was assigned to leave at 12:46 a.m. and it left at 12:46 a.m.
That's an upset.
Is there kind of a choo-choo sound when it gets there, when it leaves the station?
Yes, there is definitely a choo-choo sound. Yep. It goes for like a couple minutes. The choo-choo goes.
Does it?
Yeah, they pull that the shoe. I don't know what they're doing. There's a choo-choo sound.
Was Bill's sound accurate?
Do it again.
That's not great. It's probably not the best sound.
What that was.
If you heard it, that wasn't that far off. It wasn't that far off. No, but
Jake, good try on that.
But here's the thing.
That's good.
I was at the bars beforehand because why would you go sleep before the Amtrak?
It's why not go to the bars and get hammered?
So me and Seth and his girlfriend went out for, 3 hours or so to the bars. Went to Starlight Lounge, went to Alchemy. And then I said, I better get my backpack for my car. And then we go down for one more at, at gate 25. And I say, 12:35. There's no way the train's there. Walk over. Oh, yeah, it's there. Uh-oh.
Were you nervous?
A little bit.
So I kind of start sprinting over there. I got a one block sprint. Sure. Not a long sprint.
Ooh, so it got a little tense.
A little tense.
And that would be all my fault if I missed it. Because I was down there for 3 hours.
Can you imagine
hours.
If Jake was down there for 3 hours and missed the train?
I could open the train's pulling away.
How would he face us? That's the number one problem.
Hey, guys, I missed
us.
The train. I was down there for 3 hours ahead of
you
time.
You did what?
So
okay, you got
I thought the process was very smooth. You go in. I had my app. They scanned it. Go ahead. You go to that last car over there. Now, here's the thing. Dave Dipple told you on Friday to tell me to find a seat that's not by the door. They assign you seats. They said, you're in seat 7. Okay, I'll go to seat 7.
Okay.
Right? When I get in the train, I'm sitting by myself. Nobody else is on the train. Or there's people in that car.
Yeah.
Nobody's by me. But then 2 minutes, guy sits down next to me. All right, well, there goes my solo seat over the train.
Could you move then once the train got going?
I didn't ask. I fell asleep for a second, so I didn't really
gotcha.
Check
what
on
was
that.
The male occupant, what was his situation? What would he look like?
The guy next to me?
Yeah.
Just a guy.
Just a guy.
Just a guy.
Did he talk to you?
No.
Nothing?
I'm very thankful for that. It was quiet. Actually, there was no words uttered at all in the cab the entire train ride.
Really?
From there to the end.
Bill's etiquette.
I'm going to say it. I like that etiquette, but if I'm riding the rail, I'm going to probably talk to the guy next to me. This is a little bit interesting because it's not normal. At any point in time, he's like, well, you're going to Denver. How are you going to get there? I'll just take the train.
Taking the train.
Yeah. So I'd want to find out a little bit more about the person. I really would.
I think there is a little more normalcy than me and you. We've never done it. But I do think people do it.
Or no, I think they do, but it would still be interesting.
I'm going to say this. For someone who is intending to talk about this on the radio, Amtrak is very fortunate that it went on. I mean, it went very well.
No, you saved Amtrak.
I saved
Jake
Amtrak.
Jake just self-proclaimed he
saved
Amtrak.
Because it could have been a horror story. People told me the last time I took the train, it took 13 hours to get to Denver. It took me 7.5.
Okay.
We got there an hour early.
God, okay.
We were supposed to arrive at 7:56. We got there at 6:55 a.m. to Denver.
Yeah,
so was your sister there early?
I walked around downtown Denver for a good 2.5 hours.
Just, how'd that go?
I was just minding my own business. I got a coffee, got a little bagel sandwich.
But downtown Denver was okay?
Yes, it was
fine.
It's fine in the morning. It was great. It's right by Coors Field. Union Station is directly downtown. It's a beautiful thing.
So the three of us could catch the train and go to a game.
Seriously. And you'd
be nice.
You would walk from Union Station to the Rockies Field in about 5 minutes max.
Oh, my
five
God.
Minutes
this is
max.
Not, this is a great report.
Yeah.
So you got there and you just walked around downtown a little bit, got a coffee.
Yeah, got a coffee.
With your backpack.
I actually sat down. Did a little work for a half hour or two. Yeah, I did some work in Denver.
He's working.
I brought my computer with me.
We're talking to a dude.
I made a phone call.
Dude after, status.
After being up all night.
He went down, had drinks for 3 hours, barely made the train.
Yep.
I slept, took some photos when the sun came up, got off, started working.
Whipped out his computer.
Whipped out his computer.
Sales. I got to the Amtrak at like 12:39. They said to get there 15, 20 minutes early. I got there at 12:39. So it could have been a disaster. Thank God they left at 12:46. Yeah. No earlier.
Yeah. You take the neck pillow.
I did.
Okay.
I don't know if it helped that much because I feel like I never got restful sleep, which I didn't expect restful sleep. I did try a Tylenol PM to help out. It didn't really do anything to me at all.
Boy, you were prepared for
he
this.
He was.
I took neck it right when I got on. I took the Tylenol PM to say, okay, let's see how this works. And you know, you're leaning on the window because the seats were actually pretty comfortable. Pretty comfortable seat.
Dipple called that.
And you have plenty of room. Like I told you guys, on planes, I don't like leaning back because I think it's rude. Because there's so much space. You could go all, like halfway back. You're not going to touch the person behind you. You got plenty of space. Plenty of space.
It's a great report.
Very comfortable seat.
You're doing great.
So I try.
Yeah,
to,
I feel like I'm on the train. Do you, Steve?
I kind of.
I do. So, I really feel like I'm there.
I felt like I was leaning my head to the left the whole time, trying to sleep like that. Yeah. But Dipple said, we'll go back to why I'm on seat 7. He said, sit away from the door.
Right.
The door is endlessly opening and closing. It's always opening and closing.
Why is that?
Because people are going through to the next cab. There's like a lounge there. The cab in front of me that I would walk to, I didn't realize till like 6 a.m. when I walked up there, was like a lounge. There's just comfortable seats in there. You can just watch, you know, the sunrise, come up if you want to and see the mountains.
There's a lounge.
It's just a lounge area.
Is that right?
Yeah. Could you get snacks? Could you get nachos?
I went downstairs at 6:20.
Downstairs?
Downstairs.
Yeah, I was in the up. There's two parts. There's upper and down. Yeah. So
time out.
So I had to go up.
This has me. I have no idea that this is a two level.
It's a double
decker. I had to go up the train to get to my seat.
It's moving and you're walking.
Yes. Absolutely. Is encouraged. It's welcomed on the train.
Do you feel like you're like I might lose my balance?
No, it was pretty smooth. Now, off the bat, like you asked the question in terms of how could you sleep. It was pretty rocky. Like, you know, you're on a rail. You can hear the constant clicking.
This is incredible. You're doing a great job.
And you got nachos.
I didn't get nachos. I got a coffee and I got some sort of bar type.
A bar.
Yeah, some sort of goodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
I sent you guys the picture of the menu. It was a pretty solid menu.
Yeah, solid menu. Not terribly expensive at all, really.
No.
Really reasonable prices. This sounds like a marvelous experience.
I would say that for the first time ever taking the Amtrak, it was actually a pretty wonderful experience.
I'm going. I brought it up to Steve on the phone yesterday. So we need to go on a vacation, just the three of us.
Yeah, a bonding vacation.
Where do we want to go to?
I don't know.
Or Denver?
Well, we were thinking Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Okay, yeah. We can go south.
OKC. Catch a base.
I would love to go to OKC.
Can you go south?
I don't know.
Can you ride the rail that south? Now Denver sounds like it's not a bad idea.
I would not. I would have to agree with that.
Coors Field, maybe.
Avalanche.
I woke up from a sleep to see the mountains in the background. Now, the problem was I was on the other side. I was on the left side of the train, and on the right side, you could see the mountains. So I had to like look over people to see the
very
mountains.
Expressive.
Then I went to the
mountains. He did.
And then I went
mountains.
To the mountains. Mountains, yes.
And were they gorgeous? They were,
well, why didn't Dipple let you know what side to sit on?
Well, again, it wasn't my choice. I got assigned.
But
to
you could have changed
seven.
Seats. All the seats weren't sold out. You could have moved.
Correct. I could have moved.
No one's gonna stop.
When you are that tired and just want to sleep, you don't think about moving your seats. Now, again, in the morning, I could have easily moved to a different seat. I went to the lounge area to watch the sunset a little bit. When I was up.
Well, how nice that is.
Yeah, I had my coffee.
Hey, how was it crowded on the train, or was it just sort of a average crowd?
I don't know what a full train. I would say average.
Okay,
wasn't
uncomfortable.
It wasn't empty.
Right,
it's probably an average crowd.
Were most people going to Denver?
I don't know, because they gave you like till 8:46 to get back on the train when you got to Denver. So I don't know if a lot of people got off, but they could have got back on for the next flight.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay on the train. Like it's an hour and a half break to just walk around before you get back on.
This is a great report.
Yes.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you.
It is. So, it's really a strong report.
I mean, the final assessment is my first ever Amtrak was a wonderful experience. Now, the next time is not guaranteed.
Let's not even talk about that. Let's just talk about where we are.
He presented it like a paper in school. My final assessment.
My final assessment.
I will. In totality.
Yes.
My final assessment.
I would say the guy next to me at one point was this close to having his head leaning on my shoulder. It was not going to work well. Yeah. It's not going to work well. Now, we never
what
got
are you
to
doing that,
that
situation?
We never got to that point, but he's about
Bill,
3 inches away from it.
Etiquette. Etiquette. He's so good at etiquette.
Fake sneeze something. You kind of make a noise. Something to kind of, yeah, something to kind of, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Etiquette. You're good at this. You taught me a lot. You helped my flying
a lot. I do want to address this also before we move on.
Please.
I got criticized for people saying, this is not a punishment. I did not get the sleeper car. I could have really gone bougie here. I'm going to buy the sleeper car, have nobody near me, and sleep peacefully on this train. No, I took the common
You're
seat.
With the people.
I took the common seat.
You were with
seat.
The people.
That's right. You're damn right.
Thank you.
In the common seat.
You're damn right I was.
I didn't take the luxury style on the train.
You're damn right. Wow.
I was.
You're damn right I was.
Well, Dave Dipple said go to business class. I didn't even try to go to business class. But no, I will sit in seat 7 as I was assigned. It's a punishment.
I've never heard him say, "You're damn right." That was beautiful.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say it either.
You're damn right.
You're damn right.
Someone says, "What was the cost of the ticket?" Well, I booked it late. If I had booked it on Sunday, it's like it'd be $65. Like 100. Okay. It was $105 there.
Not bad.
But I waited till like the second to last day to
get it. Not bad at all.
No,
$100.
You could probably get it for $65 to Denver.
Yeah,
that's amazing. You did Amtrak a great service this morning. You did.
Somebody asked how many stops. I don't recall any stops. I might have been sleeping during the stops. I don't know.
You don't recall the stops.
Well, that's a good sign. That was.
They probably know, right? If you're whipping through Holdridge and no one's getting on in Holdridge, they just there's no.
That's why we were probably an hour early because there's no stops. I think I would even in a slumber I would have known if the train was stopped, but it did not stop that I know of, at least.
I'm really taken by this.
How many? Someone says, "Are you being paid by Amtrak?" No, I'm not. This is an honest
review. Were you concerned
at
all about train robbers? You remember that when all of a sudden they'd ride their horse up beside the train, they'd ride their horse up and hop on the train.
Yeah,
It was a lot.
Yeah, no, the track is Amtrak's moving really fast. You'd have to have like a supercharged horse.
No sign of a train robbery.
You can't.
A supercharged horse. No. It wasn't happening.
Amtrak's ripping. That's ripping.
Someone says, do they serve or allow you to bring on alcohol?
That's a good question.
I think you can probably bring it on illegally.
I doubt that. Well, it would be frowned upon.
Well,
it's
frowned upon, but they don't check your
bag. Hey, I got a 12-pack of White Claws. You good with that, right?
I'm saying they don't check any. There is no check of all. Ooh. Anything. Nope. You walk right on that train. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, now that's interesting, isn't it? That's
interesting.
So I guess you could illegally bring on alcohol, but
you could bring
not
some snacks
or whatever.
Snacks.
I mean,
or whatever. Exactly. They don't check.
That's
There's
interesting.
No check of anything. None.
Really? No. Really?
I had a full backpack. Didn't get checked at all.
That's
dead
sort
serious.
Of
I just walked right on that train.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Did.
Damn right. I saw the mountain.
Very expressive with
this. Wow, look at this. I just made a sale here. Scotty Skurr says, me and my mom have to go to Utah from Wisconsin for a wedding in a few months. We were debating on flying or driving. End of discussion. We're taking the Amtrak.
Thank you.
I think it's a good idea.
Please keep us posted. You're damn right.
Let Amtrak know that sale came from here.
I just wonder what your options are. I wonder if there's an option to Okie City. I wonder what it's like going to Chicago. I wonder what it's like going the other way. That's what I want to know is the options.
Getting off in Chicago would be fun. Imagine being at the train station in Chicago.
I'm sure it's wonderful. Yeah. Although I would have guessed it wasn't wonderful in Denver. It sounds like it is wonderful. So maybe it would be okay in Chicago.
I did not have any alcohol on the train.
You didn't?
People are asking. No, I could have. It was sold. I did not partake in any alcohol.
We'd been also downtown for 3 hours.
I had plenty of alcohol going on to the train. I didn't need anything.
You and Seth.
Train. Yeah.
And how was
I had a send off. There was a send off.
Was there?
So gate 25, Nick Sander, Big Swim shows up.
This story's become incredible.
Swim shows up. So I'm having my one last beer before I go on the train. Here comes Swim.
What a good friend. Yeah. Seriously.
So we got a picture of me and Nick and Seth and Seth's girlfriend. We just rolled out.
That's incredible. Swim is a good dude.
He is a good dude.
That is incredible.
I'm serious.
This is 12:20 a.m. for this picture.
Swim showed up for you.
Yeah, he did.
Now, and what's going on with Seth and the girlfriend? Because that got a little rocky for a while. Where's that at?
They're good.
Are they good?
Okay. It got a little upside down for a while.
Everything's good.
They're working through things?
Yeah, everything is good right now.
Okay, good. It's good to know.
They're good.
What's she like?
She's great. She's a nice person.
I hate that question.
Nice person.
How are you supposed to answer that?
Sandman
Hello,
says,
Ben.
Do you know how fast you were going? No idea. No idea.
Fast.
No idea.
Overnight, they're whipping.
Yep.
They're whipping.
Did you see any sort of wildlife, Jake?
No wildlife.
Out the window.
Did not see any wildlife.
No.
You got to realize it was dark the majority of this trip.
Were you plugged in? Did you have a charger?
I was charging my phone, charging my watch the whole time.
It was dark. It was overnight.
Yeah, it was overnight.
Some wildlife you wouldn't have been able to see very well. You're going about 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
It's fast. The Amtrak's notoriously fast.
The Amtrak was a raging success. Let's go with that. It could have been a big punishment if everything was off time. It was on time. I got lucky. I realized that. So
yeah, you did.
That's the deal.
That's a great report.
There you go. There's the Amtrak report for Idle Chit Chat.
You did great on that.
Should we move on now?
Yes.
Let's move on.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care.
Please, I don't have any. I tell you guys, I worked all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's busy week. Yeah, you're that right. Time, that yeah. time of year.
For all you. I have one small ad probably was that I was on a plane and had a chance to watch movies both directions.
Did you?
And I watched two incredible movies, and people have probably already seen these, but I've never seen either one, and they were incredible. Champions.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Woody Harrelson.
Ooh.
Which Sip is your favorite your favorite one. Champions. Watch the movie Champions.
It was what's it about?
Remarkable story. It's about he becomes a basketball coach of a special needs basketball team. And it was remarkable. Really good.
Sounds good.
Really good. And the other one, which just blew me away because it is our era. And I wanted to see it forever. And it was a 2-hour-and-15-minute movie, was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
About Queen.
The Queen movie.
That was, have you seen it, Ben? Have you seen that movie? You kind of shook it like you didn't know. You'd have known. You would have known.
I have not.
Good movie.
It was incredible really? Movie about just how they were discovered, how everything about them, and just what they did music wise was just insane.
I'm always interested that you how much you like that band. Yeah. When I hear them now, I hear them differently. I was never a huge fan. I'm not an anti.
But they would have. I mean, they started out. They were rock band. They just did. They were like, we're Queen. We do whatever we want to do. And then they had their Bohemian. They had that one song. This album they came out with was like, we're going to do opera in some form of a different version.
Right.
And
that's right.
And
we were in college.
Yeah. So when that came out,
we were in college when that came out.
It was incredible. But the agent guy that they're talking to, they wanted to release his other songs. They're like it's a 6-minute song. He goes, not doing it. And so they dropped him, and that guy lost out from that point on all
and what
of
was
Queen.
The song? Was it
Bohemian Rhapsody? They said they go, that's the song you released. It's too long. The guy goes, I won't do it. It's too long. And they got
what is that? How's that song go, Jake? Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. It has like four different choruses in it. Is it Mama Just Killed a Man?
Oh yeah, okay. Got it. Yeah, got it.
But it's
got up to his head.
But what was remarkable was also, you guys, anyway,
good. That's
I don't know
good.
If I, but to watch it, you'd be like, wow.
See, I don't know why I've never watched it. I need to watch it.
I was blown away. Sip, you would love it.
I know I would. And I have seen snippets of it. Snippets.
Champions and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Good idle chit chat. Yes. Who's that sponsored by?
By Newton's Lawn Care. Please.
What's he do?
He helps your lawn care out.
Yes,
at all times of the year. It's summer and fall's arriving. Please, 402-440-6297. Call or text Andrew.
If you want to talk to him, he's at our house.
Is he?
Oh, he's back. He's back in good terms now.
He's in the garage.
He's doing an application right now.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a group text between myself, Laura, and Andrew, and they were making fun of me about my nitrogen situation.
I'm not supportive of that.
Yeah, they took shots at me.
I love Andrew. He does great work, but you shouldn't make fun of him.
Well, it was more my wife taking shots at me, to be honest. It really wasn't Andrew.
Can't happen.
He kind of chimed in a little bit, but... Laura opened up the gates.
Well, we'll talk.
You're damn right she did.
We'll talk about your marriage later.
Someone says we should get a T-shirt that says "You're damn right" on it for the break.
That's another T-shirt.
We could do another T-shirt.
Never said that before.
Yeah. Damn right.
You're damn right.
Well, Sip said
in totality.
In totality, yeah.
My final assessment.
No, his final assessment. And my final assessment.
I had to do that. Let's wrap it up. So, Sip was busy this weekend with football stuff.
I was.
Friday, you had you had availability with Marcus Satterfield. Saturday, you had Matt Rhule spoke.
But yep.
This was after the scrimmage, and then we were writing Sunday.
Okay, Jim.
So, the big news of the weekend is an injury that's going to affect Nebraska's linebacker core. Here's Matt Rhule from Saturday on that specific injury.
And just in some unfortunate news, Javen Wright will be out indefinitely, has a health condition that we're working through right now. So I'll probably leave it at that just until he's ready to talk more about it. But just he's with the team. He'll be with us. But dealing with a health condition that will hold him from playing for right now. He should be okay. Just he can't play right now as a result.
Okay, so Javen Wright has had a lot of bad luck with health and injury issues throughout his college career. Two blood clot diagnoses 3 years ago. And then... he took blood thinners for an entire year, and that came after three consecutive season-ending injuries, including two. He's had two MCL tears. Mm-hmm. I know he had a shoulder issue, and he's twice had blood clot diagnoses. This is really heartbreaking because he was healthy in camp, and then this out of nowhere. I think it basically occurred out of nowhere. So, first of all. Yeah, before you move on and talk about, okay, well, who's up next?
Yeah.
I mean, this is now, okay, I don't know. I heard some of that, what Rhule was saying there. It sounds like there's a possibility he could come back. He said the outlook is that it can be resolved and he'll be back at some point. So I guess you just have to see on that. He's one of the better players on defense, so wouldn't you agree, Bill?
Well, there's a couple things that stand out. Oh, absolutely. He's a tremendous player. Like I said,
how tall? 6'5"?
I don't know if he's that tall, but he's tall, rangy. But the problem, the thing about him is he's extremely violent, and that's what you want on defense. Is he's extremely violent, and he's extremely intelligent. And I would say his personality is. When you've talked to him and things, it's very just like this. But then when the ball snapped, everything changes. And so when I was coaching him, gotten healthy and I was playing him late, and he played against Iowa, played in the late games when I was coaching.
And where was he playing?
What's that? He was playing more of a hybrid nickel position at that time.
That's right.
His spot where he's at now would have been where he would have ended up. Which he's at, but the
part, hybrid nickel then though.
The part that stands out with me was the linebacker coach said a week ago, make it very clear that Wright and Bullock are our linebackers.
Yes.
So it wasn't one of those things where there's kind of a rotation going that day. It was like,
no, it was Wright and Bullock.
These are our two guys.
Yep.
And they've been around a long time, older, all those things. So no matter how you cut it, it is a significant loss.
100.
It's a significant loss.
It is. Bayer Mekhi Bayer would probably be the next man up. And then Vincent Shavers. Now, Vincent Shavers is a true freshman. And all that entails. I mean, my thing, now this is where Bill has to come in, but my thing is, and again, I'm not a rookie when it comes to this stuff. I mean, my thought is with a true freshman, my concern is when you're playing all these close games, if the guy gets out of, you know, if he misses an assignment, bust, whatever, that can really hurt you if you're talking about playing all these close games. And some guy goes for 7 when it was totally unnecessary. Now, on the other hand, I think you could say about Shavers, he might rescue you in that situation too, because he's so fast and explosive. Like Lavonte David used to clean up messes. Now, I'm no way comparing Vincent Shavers to Lavonte David, but Bayer has started 4 times, and he's a junior. Been around.
Absolutely. Veteran partner.
So do you lean towards stability as a coach, or do you lean towards veteran experience?
Absolutely. You know, early, you know, Bam. First game of the season, first couple of games, there's a lot that goes through just when you just haven't played at all, just what game day is like. This is how we travel to the stadium. This is how we do how we get ready for the game. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot going on. And there's always some that can handle it. There's always that special person that can handle that. But it's a lot going on. But the biggest story here is it just that it's a big loss for Nebraska and for the team. The big story is about him. All the time that he's put in. So there was a lot of times where the easiest thing would have been to do what? Just be like, you know what? I just want to stay healthy. I'm going to move on and not play football anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, most people, very few would still be doing what he's doing.
After all of that
he's been through. They're very few. And he fought through all that. And then to have this setback now again is just devastating to his parents, to Toby, his dad, to everyone involved. And as a coach, it is gut-wrenching because he is a great human.
He's got a great dynamic personality.
Yeah,
he does.
He's got a dry sense of humor. Right. He's got a sense of humor to him. But smiles all the time.
The thing that you say about him that's most meaningful to me, and I guess I didn't know it like beyond seeing him in snippets on Saturdays, he's violent.
He's violent, yes.
Violent.
He's violent. And like I said, when
you know what I like is
his body type is what you're looking for.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're preaching to the choir, as you know, on that. What I mean, 6'4", 225. Yeah. I think he's more like 6'5". Yeah. I mean, he's long levers. That's what when they trot 5'10", 210 out there, I'm just like, okay, I mean, maybe Wyoming would be a better place for him. Sorry.
So you're saying anyone on any teams right now that are 5'10", they should send something. They should send their film to Wyoming. Is that what you're trying to say?
There's obviously exceptions. But anyway, so
just
that's
go to the
that.
West
also, Gage Stinger, Vince Genitone are part of that. Stephon Thompson is part of that conversation. I left him out.
Where do you know about Stinger? Because the year that I was there was Stinger.
Gage Stinger.
When I was there, I absolutely loved him.
Fascinating.
Absolutely loved him. He's hooked up right.
Well, can I tell you a little vignette I saw at practice?
I'd love to.
It's not that big a deal, but I saw it, and I was taken by it. You know, they were doing a one-on-one passing drill, so like he was guarding the tight end or somebody. Ball went over the tight end's head, squirted out of the end zone between the tackling dummies. And Stinger just went on a dead... He said the words, "I got it. I got it." And he just sprinted to the ball. And it was just a beautiful look to me. Like, look at that kid. Just sprinting and retrieving a ball that he didn't probably have to get at all. Stinger looks like he's from Millard South. Redshirt freshman.
Just absolutely loved him the year that I had him.
I'm like,
he's just hooked up right. There's certain things about him. It's like, nope. I think he's probably a little bit of a tweener position wise.
Between what?
Is he a safety? Is he a jack? Is he a middle linebacker? You know,
inside. Yeah.
You know, like I said, but he's not. He's not 6'4".
He's not
6'4".
Right, I hope he's not 5'10".
No,
I'm joking around. God,
you're shipping to Wyoming.
But
he's 6'2", 1.
Okay.
Well, no, that's what it says on his recruiting thing. I don't know what he is. He's probably 6'2", 210.
Anyway, he can play football. He can play football. When we would do Friday young guy scrimmage,
That,
he was always a complete standout.
I love this stuff.
Complete standout. And he was in my room. He was in the safety room.
Okay,
So I was actually with him. And so, like I said, I have nothing but praise to say for him across the board.
They do have some depth there, which helps. I mean, it helps the conversation. They do. I mean, we're real and all. I mean, Stanger would probably be fourth, in the conversation. But that's good. I mean, there's depth, and he's just a young guy. He's only a redshirt freshman. So that's that. What else? What are we talking about from Rule? Oh, there was a ton. I mean, okay. Interesting. I found the thing that I found most interesting was how he addressed the quarterback situation, which I'm going to preface it by saying, if you were just traveling through, and I'll say a new town from Biloxi, and you heard this, you would legitimately think there's a legit quarterback race at Nebraska if you heard this.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I think we feel really confident in all the guys. So, yeah, it might be. That's a really good question, Stan. I think the thing that we have is we have three guys that we feel like can lead us to win. And so from that part, it's hard. But can someone be more advanced at this point than someone else? Yes. You know, the difficult part in it is that you have, one guy who's played and you've seen him play. And you know how hard it is to play. And you've seen two guys who haven't played yet in college. So that's maybe the unknown factor here. But all three guys have worked really hard, done a good job, and I'm sure they'll all continue to improve.
The most important thing he said, or the most interesting thing he said, the thing I was just almost, I had to lean back in my chair.
Were you taken back?
I was taken aback. He said the words. You've noticed that Matt talks really fast.
Yes.
So you got to listen close. He said, should someone be more advanced right now than someone else? Yes, he said. That makes it sound like there's nobody's advanced to that number one spot, when I think we would say there's Farley that I unless I'm just reading everything wrong here, that Dylan Raiola has advanced enough to name him. Unless I'm just reading everything wrong and he's going to announce Daniel Cain.
That would blow the state, blow their minds. Completely blow the state's mind.
I mean, he's doing a good job, I think, of diplomacy, and it's probably mostly related to Heinrich Harburg. But, I mean, at some point, you got to get ready for UTEP. You got to name your starter. He'll do it this week. He said he'll do it this week. I don't know. They start preparing for UTEP Wednesday, Thursday.
This isn't like a situation in Frost's first year when it was Tristan Jebbia transferred like the week before the first game, right? It was the week of the first game. I'm out of here. Adrian's a starter. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Bill, you weren't here, but that, were you? You know, you weren't here.
He was not here. No.
So it was interesting. They named Adrian on I think it was a Sunday. It was a big
Sunday before the game.
Yeah. So, and then Tristan Jebbia left.
That day. And guess what? Adrian got hurt. Because the first game, Akron, he got canceled. The first game was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he got hurt in that game.
Against Colorado?
Yeah, he got announced against Akron. That game got canceled.
Right. And then they played Colorado and Lincoln.
That's right. Yeah. But he got hurt late in that game. So Bunch comes in because Tristan Jebbia.
Right.
And Bunch played the next game against Troy also.
Yeah, Jebbia shipped out to Oregon State, right?
He did.
Oregon State. Yeah. Now, I don't know anybody would ship out right now. You can't ship out right now, can you? You could just ship out.
Yeah, you can ship
so
out.
So maybe that's. I mean,
you'd be in that. Complete. It's not during a portal window.
Right.
So I can't even hardly answer it right now with all the different rules changes. But it'd be would not be eligible.
Thank you.
So this isn't this. He couldn't. Someone can't leave and then be starting for Oregon State in 2 weeks.
So I think that's. I think you make the. I think Matt Rule or any head coach makes those sort of comments with that in mind. With that, you got to. In this day and age, you have to protect some feelings, I guess, right? But it was interesting. I don't know. There were people that weren't interested in his comments that rolled their eyes and said, come on.
We know whatever. What's going on. Miss Dillon.
Right. I was more
interested. If Kalen was named the starter on the next day, would he be down talking to Davidson in 1890?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. Real quick, if I can swing by, a couple nuts and bolts things here I want to talk to you about.
I found some time this morning to stop some time. By. It's crazy.
Stop by. What,
the answer is
Daniel, 100%. What would you want to talk about?
Right.
Well, been a strange scene of events. I am now
the starter. Starting quarterback.
And, I'm sorry, quarterback here at Nebraska.
And I think you know what that means.
And I think I'd like to talk to some people about that.
It may require multiple people.
It might have multiple people. Let's have your people on my people.
You we'll have my number.
I'll have people driving down from Omaha to meet us.
That'd be quite the story. Yes. We'll get back to QBs in the second hour.
Okay, please.
Before we get to break, though, you seem hungry, Sip. Again, it's a Monday.
I got a story about this. Go ahead and add on. Go.
Well, it is early bird, the place to
the
go
bird
for brunch, breakfast, and lunch in Lincoln, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every single day. They've got, of course, breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered, all right. Lots of pancakes and the famous...
Lots of pancakes.
Hash holes!
Really? Hash hole!
Hash hole!
What was that? You changed the hole?
I changed
everything.
It's okay.
We changed everything.
Something different.
A little something different. You are the third piece, so I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Today, though, I drive... So there's
today.
Usually there's trucks dropping off produce and supplies, right?
At Early Bird?
Early Bird, 19th and K.
Not anymore, guys. Semis were there.
Ooh.
Because that's what they're bringing food in on semis because that's the amount that they need for what they're serving. But they're keeping up. You feel
there were
like
semi truck.
I bring in the semis.
Bring the semi.
We've been busy.
I saw there's a big picture of an avocado on the semi. Yeah, it made me happy. Yes.
Well, 19th and K, as Bill said, lots of free parking.
Okay.
Free parking. Sip. 10 seconds to walk to the front door max. Yeah. Unless you're messing around, it's 20 seconds. No, I guess, or so. But again, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every day, 7 days a week.
Jake,
and breakfast cocktails also, by the way.
Jake, if you walked in, what would be the first thing you'd like to yell?
Hash hole! Oh, what the hell's wrong with that guy?
You're damn right.
Nothing's
and
wrong with
damn
you, Jake.
Right. Yeah. And you're damn
took
right.
Took the Amtrak.
Yeah.
I did. God, and I made it.
You did a great job.
I drove back yesterday, by the way. I got back at 6:30 p.m.
That threw me. I talked to Sip, what's going on, Jake? I was driving back. What?
I got a one-way rental back. I didn't want to pay it was stupid expensive for the flight. And I didn't have a way back from Omaha either. So
why don't you take the train back? It was beautiful.
I would have got back if it was on time at 3:16 a.m. today. No. So if it's delayed, I'm missing the show.
No, you can't do that.
Mess
I thought about week. If you could guarantee it'd be on time, I would have done that and come right here, taken a cat nap and done the show. But
no.
If there's a potential of that being delayed, I don't want to miss the show.
You did the right thing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake.
All right.
Wow, guys, that was interesting.
When we come back, Nebraska missed out on a 5-star. I'll tell you what happened next when we're breaking the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.